Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Mary Blake. She's been a healer in many incarnations, and this time around, Mary's natural ability was shocked into action at age 15 by a bolt of lightning. It shot down from the wall 3 feet from her and activated the part of her brain involved with healing. 3 weeks later, she gave her first massage. For many years, she denied her healing ability, convincing herself that she just gave good massages. In 1978, she met other healers for the first time and experienced a spontaneous healing of lung cancer. The realization that she had denied her God-given gift led to a lifetime commitment to work as an instrument of divine purpose. After years of study both here and in the United Kingdom, her life work multi-life therapy began. The training started as a once-in-a-lifetime event and turned into a spiritual apprenticeship. At first, she learned by watching and listening as spirit took clients into other incarnations, revealed the origin of their karmic blocks, rewrote history, and erased karma. It grew into a full partnership working with spirit, helping clients and their soul brothers and sisters to discover the cause of the negative karma, make the necessary choices, avoid the conflict entirely, and live a happy, productive life. The changes occur on the core consciousness level, and the resulting freedom from negative karma is often life-changing. Multi-life therapy taps deeply into the subterranean levels of consciousness that impact upon our lives on every level, from the mundane to the spiritual. And so, let me welcome Mary and ask you, Mary, how you are tonight.
Well, I'm fantastic. What else?
Great. That's the only way to be. Unfortunately, a lot of times we get hit by curveballs and fall off the curve, but I find that more and more of the people that I have on the show, no matter what they're going to, are in a really good space. And that really has a lot to do with working on yourself and keeping spiritually aligned and balanced body, mind, and spirit, doesn't it?
It does. And the longer perspective you have, the better you understand that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, tonight, Mary and I are going to talk for a while before we take calls, and we're not going to be able to get to everybody that called tonight. There's a lot of you out there, and there'll probably be more. What you really need to do if you want to speak with somebody on my show is to call in as close to 15 minutes before the show as you can. Now, I'm not saying that if you called in 10 minutes afterwards that you won't get on, but I do see that we have a lot of callers, so just be patient. And Mary, if people want to get in touch with you, I've already had people asking for your website, and I know you don't have one. What's the best way?
Not right now. I have a domain, and I just, I've been so crazy busy with my book, I just haven't had the time to work on the website, but I'll get to it.
Well, what is the best way for people to contact you?
Well, my email is tmbnetwork@twc.com.
Would you repeat that one more time?
Mm-hmm. It's capital TMB. I guess it doesn't really matter. Network@twc.com. That's TMB. That's the Mary Blake Network. So.
Okay. TMB. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And my telephone number is 212-724-4081.
That's 212-724-4081.
Right.
What are the best times for people to get in touch with you?
Oh, my goodness. Anytime between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., I guess.
Okay, and that's Eastern time.
Yes.
So Mary and I are going to have a little chat first, and we're going to talk about why it is that you get different information from spirit other than what you may have received years ago. What's that about?
Well, it's all about almost the first thing we spoke about was perspective.
Mm.
In the various training manuals and books of teaching books, we have something that's known as what do they call it? Graduated learning. And a fifth grader can read the same thing that a graduate student can read. And the graduate student will understand things and get things that the fifth grader didn't get. However, the fifth grader will get a whole lot out of it. So often, when we talk with spirit, spirit knows exactly what we can handle and understand, and will tell us what is the best thing that they can say at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we learn things and we grow and we get to the point where we're able to receive more, spirit will give us what we can receive. You know, there's no point in telling somebody something. I mean, you can't teach physics to kindergartners.
Right.
So then that's one level. Now we're going to go on a totally different prong. We're going to do a two-prong thing here.
Okay.
The other reason why we get different answers at different times is because the work that we do, the spiritual work, changes things. And I don't mean just in our lifetime. I mean it's kind of like osmosis. There's a membrane between other incarnations so that what a powerful learning and knowledge and a gift in one incarnation will actually affect other incarnations.
Well, that's intriguing. And with the life work you do, you can rewrite what would be perceived as negative karma in other incarnations so that it doesn't boomerang on us anymore in this lifetime. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. And the very first indication I got of that, if you'll remember in my book, was when this woman who was living in the Renaissance was convinced that she was a monster because she had had an incestuous relationship with her father when she was 3 years old. And the psychiatrist, she was actually a clinical psychologist and a university professor. was going through her own other life, other incarnations, and she managed to convince this woman that it was her father's fault, that he was the adult. He was the guy who was responsible for the horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
And allowed her, helped her to forgive herself. Then the lifetime that happened after that, when she came in as a retarded person, completely changed.
Hmm.
So this was a shock to me, and it was a shock to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she hadn't planned on doing that. You know, it just had a spirit decided she was ready, and that was it. So we were just in the middle of spiritual counseling, and then it suddenly happened. But when these kind of things happen, huge breakthroughs in one lifetime will actually kind of seep through that little membrane of time and affect another lifetime.
That's fascinating. You know, I like the part about the forgiveness. It seems to me that is such an important key for us to exercise in terms of overcoming and being ready to move on. So many people get stuck in a rut because they're beating themselves up about this, that, or the other thing.
Many of the most nicest people in the world can do anything but forgive themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so important. And I kind of hate to use the word forgive, because I kind of think of that as God's work, you know.
Yeah.
But what we need to do is to release it.
Mm.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
To stop giving it a big place in our life.
Yeah.
And just it's kind of like, if you were standing on the street in a rainstorm and a car whizzed by and splattered mud all over you, just go home and take a shower and wash it all off.
Right.
And if we could just do that with our thoughts and with when we blame ourselves for what happened to us, if we can just step into a shower and just wash it away, it would be so wonderful. Of course, the psychiatrist would be out of business.
Right. oh, well, too bad.
Yeah.
Talking about spiritual growth, is there any way that we can accelerate that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
I knew the answer to that. What are some of the means that we can use to do that?
Well, of course, the beginning, we can read, we can reach out to other people with an open mind and listen to them as human beings and work with that. We can look wherever we go and look and absorb and be grateful, and we can literally say, show me, teach me, help me to understand. And the more we understand, the more we will enjoy life, because you always enjoy what you understand much more than of the things that you don't, you just can't comprehend.
Right. So the universe responds to our requests.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so we can take responsibility for our own spiritual improvement. And if we're not in the place that we want to be, it's like exercise. You need to use the muscles to develop them.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Walk the talk. Walk the talk.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of people make excuses for what they do or what they don't do. And it's because somebody made them do it or something happened to them. And I say to them, is this happening now? When I was in first grade, I got beat up every afternoon on the way home from school. But it's not happening to me now. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Very, very simply. Many, many things that used to happen, that happened to us a long time ago, people relive it every chance they get. They will tell you how terrible those things happened to them.
You can't move on if you keep reliving the story. It's like yesterday I had a woman on the show who spoke with the healer that I had on, and she said, I have a terrible life, and what can I do to change it? And, you know, the answer is really pretty simple, and one of the things that you talked about is a key element, and that is counting your blessings, being grateful. You need to change your level of vibration if you're going to start attracting a different reality into your life. And if you perceive it as terrible, it's going to continue to be that way, isn't it?
You know, Pollyanna was right. We find what we look for.
Mm-hmm.
Always. And what we think about often enough becomes our reality.
Right.
So, any more questions?
I think we should move on to the phone lines because they're continuing to grow.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure you'll get some questions that way.
Alrighty.
Okay, here comes Laura. Laura, you're live.
Hi.
Hi, Laura. What's on your mind?
Do you give readings?
I give readings, but probably from a different aspect. I give readings from the aspect of healing.
Okay. So you give readings from the aspect of healing.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in your life that you would like to grow? Anything that you would like to expand in your life? Anything that you would like to be healthier and happier about?
I would like to feel more secure financially.
Okay. The very first thing I'm going to tell you to do is to count your blessings. Set up an inventory and count all of the good things in your life. You know, there was a time, it must have been about 30 years, 35, 40 years ago, I was feeling very poor. I had completely changed my life. I'd gone back to school. I'd become a minister. I had become a graduate of the Blanton Peale Institute of Pastoral Counseling, and I started out teaching a course in spiritual development, in trance. And that was my main source of income, and I was paying my rent by prayers. So one day I sat down, and I decided to count the things that I had in their street value. And I started out with my apartment, which I was paying about one-third the going rate. So I put down that amount. And then I looked around and I saw the things that had been given to me, and I counted them as if I had, as if for their value. Put all that down. Then if I bought something at a thrift store for $5 and it was worth $25, I put $25 down. And by the time I finished, I realized the physical amount wasn't enough. The dollar signs were not enough. What is the most important thing that I have? And the most important thing, one of the most important things I had was time. And time is worth more than money. If I wanted to drop everything and go out and spend time with a friend, I could do it. There are an awful lot of millionaires who cannot do that. They are chained to a business. They are chained to all kinds of things. So I put that down. And then I put down the tremendous joy and sense of achievement I got out of doing my work. And that you can't buy. And so all of these things added. So when I got all finished with my inventory, I realized that I was one of the wealthiest women I knew.
I like that.
Okay. So try that. Try that. Go through your life and really add up the wonderful things that you have. And pretty soon you will realize how secure you are.
Okay, I'll try that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Laura. Okay, you too.
I'd love to hear how this works for you.
Okay.
Give me a call and let me know.
I'll let you know. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'll try it. Bye.
Good night, Laura. Bye.
Good night.
Okay, our next caller is Yvette. And Yvette, you're live.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Yvette.
Hi, guys.
What's
wow.
up?
I'm pretty good for, I mean, I'm feeling energetic and inspired, and I would love to ask a general love question, just seeing where I'm at and pulling in the right one.
Your question was what?
I wanted to see where I was at in pulling in the right one for relationships. Or a relationship.
Okay. Okay. How do you feel about yourself?
I'm fantastic.
If you never had a romance again in your life, how would you feel?
Yeah, I've contemplated that. I don't know how. I would have to say that I would have to be okay with it.
Good.
Because yeah.
Good. Then you're in the right place to attract somebody. Because in order to attract a really strong, wonderful person, you need to feel you're okay if you don't have anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm there.
So what you want to do is say, my life is fantastic. I love my life. I really like myself. It's nice to start out every day and look in the mirror and like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go out and meet anybody, really like yourself. And if you're a little bit cross about something that happened the day before, so what? Okay. I did my best, and God does not ask anything more from you than your best. So you're okay with it. The very, 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 very least thing you can do when something bad happens is learn. The least you can do is learn not to get into that mess again.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're liable to learn other things about yourself, and discover that you're stronger than you thought, you're better at handling things than you thought, that all in all, you like yourself even though something didn't go right yesterday. And that way, you are going to attract somebody very interesting.
Okay.
See, the most, many, many people want somebody to make them a whole person.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be a whole person to attract somebody good. If you attract somebody to make you a whole person, you're liable to find somebody that pushes you around, that tells you what to do, that runs your life for you. And you don't want that. You want an equal. You want somebody who respects you as much as you respect yourself, and you respect them as much as they respect themselves. Then you have a partnership of equals. But as long as you think, you're not going to be happy until. You see, that's one of the ugliest words in our vocabulary is until, or when. I will be happy when. I will feel good about myself when. And I won't feel until. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else? Oh, we better. If we got a bunch of people lined up.
Yeah, you guys have a bunch of people.
Did
it's
I answer
simple,
your question?
Cut and dry. No, it's something I already subscribe to, and it's pretty cut and dry. And just, it's the process of just taking care of yourself and, doing the work on yourself.
The best reading you're going to ever get is one when you say, yeah.
Huh?
The best reading you're going to get is one when you get it, you're going to say, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Yvette. God
bless.
Have
a wonderful night, guys.
Yes, you too. Well, our next caller is also a Mary. Hello, Mary. You're on the air.
Hello, David.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question about my career. I'm just starting out at a new place of employment, and it's been a mixed experience so far. Good opportunity for advancement, but I'm also wondering if it's the right fit for me. So I would just like to hear whether it would be a good move on my part to continue working there, and if I should actually contemplate other avenues of employment.
What makes it not such a good fit?
I think that I might be a little overqualified, and there's I was hired on a senior level, and the job that I have, it's not as senior as I thought it was going to be, and I think that there's been some unfair practices, let's just say, in the sense that there were good intentions on the part of my boss, who said that she noticed that I was working long hours, and so she said, okay, well, you get comp time. You get some hours back from working overtime. And then a new HR manager came on board and said, well, you're not eligible for comp time because you're a senior staff. Well, that was a bummer. I said, okay, fine. I'm going to have to take my vacation time rather than use the comp time that I thought I had accumulated. And then days later, I was told that I wasn't senior enough. I was disinvited from the senior team meeting,
Who do you think disinvited you?
Well, I was told that it was the president of the organization, and I report to the senior.
Who told you?
It was the senior vice president who told me, not the president.
I see.
And I don't feel comfortable asking the president directly.
Mm-hmm. Now, who is your boss?
The senior vice president.
The same one who told you that you're, that told, originally told you you're senior and that you were with comp and now told you something different?
Yes. And that's why I think it's not a fair place, or at least, you know, it came across at first that she had good intentions and maybe she didn't,
yeah.
Didn't find out what the policies were or are at this place where we work. She's relatively new herself, and she's trying to establish herself. So, you know, as a result,
I think you have to look at that new HR person.
That person, funnily enough, left after 6 weeks. She just took off.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's positive aspects to my job. I just see that I probably won't rise as high as I had hoped that I would rise working at this organization. But I'm not sure if that's...
I think the best
now?
Thing you can really do is to go out to for coffee or something with the senior, with your actual boss.
Mm-hmm.
And say, you know, I'm getting mixed signals here, and I'm not sure what's going on. Can you clue me in?
Well, the thing is that we had an initial discussion, and she wants to continue it. And, you know, I haven't
You didn't
pushed.
Hear what I said, did you? You did not hear what I said. Go out of the
office?
Building with her. What?
Okay. No, I heard
go
that because I was also hearing
okay.
Have a conversation with her, and that I've done. And it needs to be continued. So you're saying that getting her out of the office to continue the conversation
right.
in a more relaxed setting
exactly.
would be helpful.
Yes, very helpful. And just be as dispassionate as possible, and just say, I'm getting some mixed signals, and can you clue me in? Can you tell me what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
If you're seriously thinking about quitting. And she is thinking about having you on, and yet, and see what maybe you should do is write down in sequence what has happened that is confusing you. The things that you told me, and I'm sure there are two or three others, write them down, and put them in sequential order.
Mm-hmm.
And if she says she doesn't understand, they'll say, well, this is what's confusing me, and just hand it to her. And just put it very objectively, just simple language, and was told this, this was taken away, this was given to me, this was and then later on this was taken away, and say, so this has me wondering if it's safe for me to be here.
Mhm. Right, because especially...
Because nothing stays the same.
Yes,
and that's
and
scary, because I'm a woman alone.
And
do that.
There, Well, yes, and I'm just saying that I just discovered that one of my colleagues in my department was laid off. It's still confidential. Uh-huh. We're not. I'm not supposed to know this, but
yeah,
it's
sure.
happened. And that's scary.
Well, you don't, and you don't mention that. Do not mention that. If you're not supposed to know it, don't mention it.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a disturbed element in that company. And the senior vice president may be aware of it and not be able to do anything about it. The senior vice president seems pretty high up, but maybe it's the president that's swinging around. That's all I can give you. But I think that the woman is on your side and doesn't know. And doesn't know exactly what to do about it. Okay, so but if you get her out of the building, just the two of you, and you just say, I trust you, I like you, I respect you, and you're the only person that I can go to and ask these and about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you do not mention being overqualified. You might say, I have dreams of doing great things with this company. There's so much potential here, and I feel I have a lot to give here. But what I need is your perspective and ask me how to handle this and what to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
And if you get a signal that she's in big trouble and can't help you, then I would suggest you go and start auditioning for another position.
Mm. Okay. Well, I hope that she can do something about it.
And maybe she can shine a light so that things make more sense to you. You know.
Okay, Mary.
All right, David.
That's what I
Thank
have
you.
To give.
Okay. God bless. All the
God
best.
Bless.
Thank you.
You too. Thanks.
Sorry, that was a long answer, but
that's all right.
Question.
That's all right. You know, we take as many people as we can take, and
yeah.
We're not going to worry about time. The next
okay.
person is Lynn, and Lynn, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. I guess I'm kind. I'm just kind of general, I guess. If you, I don't know if I can just be general, but do you feel or see any, you know, good changes coming up for me soon, or you know? Within the next, I guess, weeks or months.
You've been working on yourself, haven't you?
Yes. I need a lot of work, and I still have a ways to go. Yes.
That's fine. That's fine. It's the people who think they've got all the answers are the ones that are the biggest problems. Yes. There's, are you working with a group of any kind?
I'm not, let's see, how do I, I do some sort of, like, I have some sort of some people, like, through social media that I do different things with. But as far as, like, in my, yeah.
No spiritual development kind of thing.
Yes. It's all spirit. Oh. It's, yeah, it has to do with spirituality and,
Oh, okay. Do you have meetings in person or on Skype or anything or what?
Not so far. Not yet.
Where do you live?
Oh, I'm sorry. Currently, I live in California, but I have been.
Okay.
I'm really feeling a move, and a move southeast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That'll be better for you than where you are.
Yes. Oh, so
yeah.
True.
It's
yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It,
where you are is smothering you.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, you, there,
my
there
energy.
Are, the people are,
yeah.
don't seem to be quite on your level.
Yeah, my energy has just, oh boy.
It's squashing you.
Uh-huh.
It's squashing you.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have contacts or do you have connections? Where are you going?
Well, there are going to be a couple of people that are going to be going with me who are,
okay.
you know, who we should, yeah, yes, yes, exactly. And so we have all
right.
agreed, we've all agreed on this. We've all been feeling it, actually, the three of us.
Okay.
And,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So don't be surprised if it's more complicated where you're going than you thought it was. But
okay.
You need to stretch. You are hungry for growth, and you need to stretch and
okay.
just say, okay, this is my tuition for my growth.
Okay.
And just buckle down and do it.
Okay.
Okay. I better move on because I
okay.
You can give me a call. You can give me a call if you
I
want
will.
To.
I will. I've got your information, so I will. Thank you so much. Thank you, David. Thank you.
Oh,
Mary.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night, Lynn. God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Moving on to area codes. We have area code 631. What is your name, please?
Suzanne, thanks for taking my phone call, and I was asking about love life.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. What about love life?
Well, I'm going on a blind date Sunday. I'm ready to find the one. I'm happy with myself, but life would be better with a companion.
Okay. My suggestion is don't try too hard.
Okay.
I think that's your tendency. You try too hard and then you set yourself up because they expect you to be like you were the first time. When you're getting into a new relationship, think about, would I be happy doing this for 40 years? And don't be so eager that you'll do things that, yes, I love bowling when you hate it. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I recommend is that you be yourself. And be willing to find out what the other person is like.
Okay.
And that's the best suggestion I have. And just don't expect too much That's about what I can say.
Just don't expect just go on dates or?
Yes, don't expect from one date too much, okay.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll get a second date.
I think that blind date will be nice for you, but just go into it with a light heart and don't get too eager and too wanting too much too soon.
All right, I can do that.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one. Uh-huh, sure.
Okay.
Take care, Suzanne. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have a Skype caller. What's your name, please?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
You sure that isn't an ET?
Don't know. Can you hear me, Skype caller?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Kelly. Hi, how are you this evening? My name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good. Say hello to Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary. How are you this evening?
Great. So, what is up with you?
Okay, so I have a question, and I just wanted to see what my guys are telling me. It's been nagging me for a while. So a few years ago, I would say about 7 years ago, 7 years ago, I became homeless because of a parent. And going forward, I didn't have to become
I'm
homeless,
so
but
sorry, but I'm having just a very hard time hearing you.
Can you hear
this clearly, David?
Yes, can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. Something about 7 years ago and a parent.
Yeah, so about 7 years ago, I became homeless, okay? I did not have to become homeless. I became homeless because I had a parent that was living for me, okay, that actually ruled with an iron fist. So I had to go into a shelter temporarily, and from there I had to go to counseling. So the psychiatrist advised me the best thing to do is keep this parent cut off, which I have. Mm. And ever since then, my life has been a lot better, okay? So I do see this parent coming, trying to amend a friendship with me in the future, but I want to keep the relationship just the way it is now. And when I became homeless, like, my father didn't know, you know, like, my family didn't know, like, my family that, you know, like, my mother's family and my father's family. So I'm thinking about exposing the truth one day. So if I expose what happened, well, I've moved on in my life. I don't want any problems, but I know that if this particular person tried to come back into my life, it's going to cause issues for me, you know. So if I tell the truth, will that help things on my side?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
It sounds as if, you know, if things are working, don't change it.
Yes,
and
okay.
Just say, you know, there's a family member that's trying to get you back into the situation, and just say, please don't.
Okay.
There are things that that I would rather not discuss, I'm just going to have to leave it the way it is.
Okay, that's what
because
I'll do.
The more you dig into something unpleasant, I mean, you've got a pile of garbage. You start digging in there and shifting things around, and it stinks 10 times as much.
Okay, because I see myself, you know, becoming very aggravated, and it's just not good. And the psychiatrist, I mean, that was the best advice that she could give me. She said, you have to cut off. And once I cut it off, everything just, my doors, it took some time for me to get out the homelessness, But it just made me realize that I'm not too sure if this person did exactly what was she, you know, what she was doing. You know, it was just, it was ugly.
Sure.
It was very ugly. And then, you know, I just had, you know, relatives that turned their back on me, which I would have not done to them. So I'll just leave the way things it is. I'll take your advice and not discuss it.
Good. Because the minute you make accusations, then they're going to deny, and then the rest of the family is going to have to choose who to believe and who not to believe. And I think they're better at fooling people than you are. So leave it be. You're fine.
Okay.
You're just fine. And was happening to you is not happening to you anymore, and you're not going to let it. Thank you very much.
Okay, so I'm going to take your advice. I was nagging with myself, you know, like, but I did see that her side of the family coming over, and it just would have been just awful. So,
don't let yourself have any guilt over it. You just
okay.
Say,
I'm not.
You're allergic to that person, and you can't and
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Take care. Well, she was a ball of energy, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Area code 312. What is your name, please?
Hi. My name's Karen, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen.
Hello
there.
Hi. I'm wondering if you see a full-time permanent job coming up for me. I've been working a lot of temp jobs, and they've kind of shorted me on my pay and a lot of shenanigans, and I'm just kind of wondering if you see something more stable for me coming up.
Yeah. Yes, I do. And, I think it's important for you when you go into a temporary assignment, if you get along very well with someone in that group, you just say, you know, I'm looking for a permanent job. Do you know anybody who needs someone like me?
Okay.
The more you put it out, the more it may feel like you're getting nowhere. But the law of cause and effect works like this. What you send out returns to you increased and multiplied. So if you put out the idea that you are looking for a permanent job and enough people hear about it, somebody's going to say, oh, I know someplace would be just perfect for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Karen?
Yes, because I'm starting to put it out there now.
Good.
Intention, definitely. And even
looking
to.
Everybody you talk to say, hey, boy, this temporary work is getting old. I'm looking for a permanent position where I could really make a contribution.
Okay.
That'll do it. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Thanks, Karen, for calling. Okay, we're going to take one more call as soon as we disconnect here. Karen, there we go. Okay, here we go. Area code 520, what is your name, please?
Hallelujah. This is Lisa. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Lisa. Down in Arizona, I recognize your area code and your voice.
My question, please, is, hello, Mary. My question is, what do you see for the next coming months regarding my income at work? I work as an independent contractor. Do you see me stable there and pulling in income?
Are you studying something and about to add a new dimension to your work?
You're probably picking something up that I'm not aware of. No, I'm not studying.
Well, that would be a good thing for you to do. Just in your spare time to look. Go back to when you were a teenager. And the thing that excited you the most.
Mm-hmm.
And see how in the world that kind of energy can apply to you, to your current what you have to offer to your clients.
Okay. Well, I love the industry I'm in, and I just became certified. I did have to take apply myself with a great deal of steady effort.
Mm-hmm.
Pass the certification.
But again, I'm talking about a kind of energy and a kind of enthusiasm and a kind of interest in something that you haven't thought about for a long time. And it may be,
okay.
may add another dimension to what you have to offer.
Okay.
Because I think you're a very talented person, and you've kind of squelched part of your nature for a long, long time.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
I'm going to have to meditate on that.
Okay. It'll take quite a while, then you say, oh, that's what she meant. I've had readings where I say, I can't possibly connect that to anything in my life. And then, who knows, a couple of weeks or a couple of months down the road, I say, oh, for heaven's sakes, that never occurred to me. But I believe there is energy locked inside of you and talents that you haven't even applied yourself to. And there's
okay,
a clue.
Okay.
You will find a clue to it in your teenage years. Something that absolutely
okay.
fascinated you and just instantly it took over and that we with tremendous progress and a lot of things going on and somebody or something or life steered you in another direction.
Okay.
But never give up on your own talent. Never give up on who you are and how much you have to offer. And do it cheerfully and enthusiastically, and people will appreciate you. We are
okay,
out of time.
Right.
My goodness, I'm sorry. I've run on so.
No, you're fine, Mary. No problem. Lisa, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Best to you. Okay.
Best to you. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a beautiful night.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm sorry we didn't get to all the calls tonight, but the lesson in that is that you need to call in early. The earlier the better, and you can call in as early as 15 minutes before the beginning of the show. I would invite people to check out my upcoming guests. I have a full calendar I've posted about 2 weeks in advance, but you can go to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E, and find out some of my upcoming guests or listen to the podcasts and the archives. And Mary, thank you so much for being with me tonight. It's been a joy.
Oh, well, I've been delighted to be here.
Well, with that said, let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.
Love and light.